And joining us live in the studio is the one and only Rachel Yamagata. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
So great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, one thing I know is that you're an early bird. You're a morning person.
I love the mornings.
Why?
They're so magical. When everything else is sleeping, you feel like you're having a little secret life experience. I like to write. I like to watch the birds, talk to the squirrels, do all that kind of crazy stuff.
Cool. Yeah, well, I find the morning to be the best time of the day myself. And seeing the sunrise in a healthy way as opposed to being up all night long is always refreshing.
I can't do the all-nighters anymore.
No, that's what I mean. So seeing the sunrise in a healthy way is so refreshing. So speaking of staying up all night, I saw you most recently at an Ancient Aliens live event.
First you play Carnival and now you're mentioning aliens right in. I mean, we should hang out more.
You're always welcome. I tell you all the time. So yeah, Ancient Aliens. And you came up to me and you said, Rick, what are you doing here? And I said, what do you mean, Rachel? What are you doing here? And you said, I'm hooked. I'm hooked on these aliens. I'm hooked. I watch it every day, always, all the time. And I said, so do I. It's like a pacifier. It puts me to sleep. It's so fascinating. And it's like, wow, that's great. And then a commercial comes, boom, I'm out. So I watch it on demand. And you were like, oh, that's great. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, no, it's so cool. You're here because you want to be here. You're not working. And I was like, yeah.
It was by choice. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I love
so
it.
You've been fascinating with
the greater cosmic story of our life.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I've come down some deep dives, some rabbit holes. Mm. It's starting to color my my perception of music and my tapping into our other senses and wondering about what and who and is there a bigger story here? It's fascinating to me.
It is.
I love
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And especially now with the government releasing all these files.
Well,
it's kind of fascinating.
I mean, speaking of early birds, I do want to say that I have been talking about this for a few years now, but there have been people talking about it for decades, and I came into it late, but it's infiltrating some of my music. I have a song called Galaxy on my latest record, which definitely speaks
your
to
your latest
a couple of these
record
themes.
Is called Starlit Alchemy.
I mean, yeah, there's Come a little on. Bit there's a little bit of that in there for sure. It's just it's a fun, lovely, fascinating
well, after
thing.
I saw you. I then saw something on Instagram, which was you receiving brand new merchandise to sell out on the road. And there was a huge spaceship with rays coming down.
I mean, it's a beautiful image.
Not saying it's not. It's
I'm
great.
Waiting to be picked up, but it hasn't happened yet. So we'll have to see. Or at least it hasn't happened in a way that I remember.
Well, you have to keep sending those telepathic vibe messages out through the top of your head. And
I mean,
it'll get out there.
For sure. I'll meet you there.
So, yeah, the spaceship, the mothership will come by. It'll pick me up. It'll pick you up. It'll pick up all the rest of the people sitting around us at that show. Speaking of shows, you have an event coming up at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, which is an incredible venue. It's so, you feel energy while you're in the space. It's indoor, it's outdoor, there's a lot of glass, there's a lot of wood, and a lot of history in the place. And you've been there before?
I have. It's just, I think the first time I went was last year, and I think it was at Joan Osborne's show, and I jumped up and did a couple songs with her. Or it was, no, Joan, Cindy, and me. That's, I think that's what it was. And I couldn't believe I hadn't been there before, because it feels like it just feels like a woodsy, spiritual, you know, earthy, upstate, perfect evening out. I love it.
So when it comes to curating and crafting your show for the event, are you going to incorporate that feel in it? Are you going to do something special?
I am definitely doing something special. So with this album, the Starlit Alchemy album, last year I found these incredible string players that I had seen play on a gig with Natalie Merchant, and spoke with them about re-envisioning some of the songs from the album, because there are already a lot of strings on it, but it's been my dream to like play with a string quartet. So we recorded in my living room whole string sessions of about six or seven songs, and that'll come out later this year in September. So this will be the one show where I'm going to have, it's Megan Gold, Eleanor Norton, Mirandi Hofstetter, and Caroline Ryan will be there fourth. Mm-hmm. This incredible violinist that I've been able to play with. And I'm schlepping her around the world. She's coming with me to Asia in September, and adore her. And then Kevin Salem will join us. And maybe some special guests. There's some incredible vocalists that have said they might hop on a song or two, and some other musicians that may make an appearance. But I definitely want to. This is my show to do that kind of magical experience for myself, you know, creatively, and for anybody who wants to join.
It sounds amazing. And Starlit Alchemy came out in October of last year. Mm-hmm. Have you been doing shows supporting it?
I did a tour last year in the U.S. I did, I did a Matt Nathanson run. I think that was last year. Time has been crazy. I guess I haven't toured yet this year, but I'm about to do a month in Asia starting in September, where I'm bringing this record to Asia for the first time.
Well, that should be super cool. And Caroline's mom, Rita.
Yes.
Said, Rick, Caroline's going to Far East.
That's right. I love Rita. I love Rita.
Super cool that Caroline is playing with you. And It's really great that you're going to be out on the road in Asia. Are you coming to the States and doing dates besides the Maverick special show?
I'm in plans to do some dates in November. Just a couple, maybe seven or eight. We're still organizing. And then early next year, I've got some things brewing. So, I'll be out and about.
And now at Maverick Concert Hall, August 21st.
Yes.
It's a Friday night. Are you going to be playing songs spanning the career and doing brand new stuff? Like you mentioned with the quartet, but are you going to be doing brand new stuff?
Newer than that.
Yeah.
Well,
anything coming up?
I'd have to write it real quick. All right. So I think
nothing has been in the works since Starlit Alchemy.
Well, not... You know what I've been doing is I've been writing prose, which is a very strange thing for me. I've never done that before.
Is it fiction or just journaling?
It's basically journaling, but they're like little short vignettes of life. They're sort of, in my own way, just a page of what a song would be, but there's no music to it. But every now and then I'll circle a line or, hence words. So we'll see if any of those make it into becoming a song later on in the year. Yeah.
That's cool. Like when it comes to songwriting, do you write music first or lyrics first or both together?
Almost always the whole thing as I'm writing it. Yeah, we were talking.
So you're writing a melody, writing the chords, and lyrics are coming out with the melody?
Yep, except for a couple songs over my catalog. That's how I do it.
So do they just come out stream of conscious, or are they already worked out?
Very stream of consciousness.
And you figure them out when they're done?
Yeah, Yeah, pretty much.
Do you change things, rearrange things?
Sometimes. Usually when I get with a producer and they're like, you can't put out an 11-minute song, I have to start editing. But, you know, there's... I don't typically go back and do too much editing, which I think is, you know, on my part.
And at this point in your career, do you really care that much what a producer would say to you?
It depends. You know, producers that I've worked with for a long time, Kevin Salem, John Alasia. I worked with Sandy Bell and Jeff Lipstein on production, Pete Hanlon. I trust them. Mm-hmm. And
so if they say, don't do that, do this, you'll say,
they'll never say don't do that, but they'll make
suggestions
and very healthy arguments as to why. And we try them, you know, it's like, so yeah, I will, I will listen. I'm able to listen.
Rachel Yamagata is our guest. Maverick Concert Halls, Friday, August 21st. And so what else is coming up?
Well, I'm moving. And that's been taking over my life. I'm moving my entire house out in a cargo van.
Moving is storage. Almost like a curse word. It should be like the M word.
You know what? I didn't realize that it would sort of take things over the way that it has. I'm hitting all those stress pain points of the year. I've been through, this has been a very busy year. So I'm trying to stay in the moment and love the process. But that and the tour in Asia is a lot. I've just parted ways with a manager, so I'm completely hitting the reins of CEO-dom once again, which fortunately I can know how to do, but it is a lot. So yeah, a lot of
independent
things.
In charge.
So I tell myself.
Rachel Yamagata, it's always a pleasure to have you here, and you can come back any old time.
Thank
we'll hang
you.
Out. Maybe next time come and we'll spin some tunes.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'd be a lot of fun. Rachel Yamagata playing live at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, Friday, August 21st, maverickconcerts.org. Get further information. And Rachel, how can folks find you online?
I am online on all the websites and socials, most active on Instagram, and I have a Patreon if you want to get a little bit more behind-the-scenes stuff. I go live every now and then. I have conversations with some buddies around town, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So,
do you have to, like, sign up for that?
You could. There's a free tier, and then there's different tiers sort of promising different things, but that's definitely the place to find the other stuff.
Is there a tier to help you move?
There should be.
Rachel Yamagata, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Rick.
You Friday, August 21st
at
Maverick Concert Hall. It's going to be a great night of music in an incredible, historic venue that sounds so good. We'll see you there. Bye, Rachel. Have a great day.
Bye, Rick. You too. Thank you.
We'll be back with more music in a moment.